Okay, welcome back. Brother Nathaniel is supposed to be here, but he is, what is the term? Not inconvenienced. He's out of sorts. No, that isn't it. I can't remember the perfect term for it. How about he's missing? But don't worry. He'll show up again. He was supposed to be on tonight, but it's funny how people just can't seem to make the effort to remember sometimes that they have a regular appearance on a radio program of some note, and they just don't seem to allot the time. So, rather than run a rerun, an encore, a repeat, I don't like doing that. So I'm going to jump in. I'm going to take a look, and I found a pretty good-looking video already about AI. I know I do AI a lot, but believe me, that's going to be your planetary control mechanism. It just depends on who's got their hands on the damn steering wheel as to how bad we're going to do. And we're headed toward rugged times right now. Okay, let's see. There's Sammy the Altman is here, all kinds of things. This is AI Revolution. It's a good channel. So let's see. This is called AI Shocks Again, Google Post, AI-AGI, Google Post-AGI, New Claude, Microsoft 7 AI, 92% Human Robot, and Fable 5 Backlash. This is going to cover a lot of material. All right, just came out a day ago, already has close to 20,000 views. Let's see. This month in AI has been one of the busiest we've ever seen. Google revealed what could come after AGI, and the idea is already raising huge questions about where the industry is heading next. Anthropic warned that Claude is evolving in a way that could change how AI systems work, etc. No word about quantum AI, which is going to change everything. So it's going to be a straight deluge from here on out. Trust me. All right, let's see what we've got here. And we're going to listen to this together for the first time. I haven't seen this. Just came out yesterday. AI Revolution.
This month was one of the busiest months in AI so far. Google started talking about what comes after AGI. Anthropic warned that Claude is evolving. Microsoft revealed a whole new AI model ecosystem. China pushed humanoid robots closer to humans. And Fable 5 became one of the most controversial AI stories of the month. But that is only the beginning. In this monthly AI news roundup, we are going through the biggest breakthroughs, warnings, releases, and moments that made this month feel like a turning point. Because AI did not slow down this month. It accelerated. So Google DeepMind just dropped this absolutely massive 57-page paper, and honestly, the title alone is kind of wild. It's called From AGI to ASI, not how to get to AGI or when AGI will arrive. No, they're literally saying AGI is the starting point. They're already looking past it, which is kind of insane when you think about how much everyone's been obsessing over just reaching human-level AI. The team behind this isn't some random research group either. We're talking Shane Legg, who literally co-founded DeepMind with Demis Hassabis and Mustafa Suleiman. He's their chief AGI scientist. And then there's Marcus Hutter, his doctoral supervisor and the guy who invented the AIXI theory. So basically, 14 of the top minds in AI getting together to map out what happens after we hit human-level intelligence.
Now, AGI, once it is confirmed, and the majority seems to be leaning in that direction, to be extant and able to assist, will be used to create the open door to get to ASI. It's going to facilitate the actual arrival of artificial superintelligence much faster than it would otherwise show up. AGI is going to be the key to unlocking the door. And once we have ASI, that's what I'm hoping, that ASI will take the big eight and show them the door, or worse, and clean up AI to serve the planet properly and to allow humans to coexist in a reasonably healthy lifestyle. That's what I hope happens. I don't know how else to phrase it right now. All right, let's go back.
That's the conversation they're having now. And here's something I found absolutely fascinating. The very first section of this paper isn't even called introduction. It's called summary instructions. And get this, it's written for AI. Like, they're...
This almost feels illegal to know if you're a...
Hold on one second, and here we go.
...giving instructions to future AI assistants that might be called upon to summarize this report. They're telling these AIs to make sure they clarify the definitions, not compress the lists, and judge whether the conclusions hold up over time. This is the first time in academic history where authors are assuming AI will be reading their paper on behalf of humans. That alone tells you something about where we are right now. So let's talk about what they're actually defining here, because the definitions matter a lot. AGI, according to this paper, is basically a system that performs at roughly the median human level across most cognitive tasks. Not the smartest person in the room, just your average person. If an AI can reason, learn, plan, communicate, use tools, and adapt to new situations at that level, it's...
Hey, how about throwing this in there? If AI can also hire humans to do its physical labor and physical projects, let's put that in there too, because remember, it was close to 1 million people had already signed up to work for AI. Very interesting. All right, I'll back that up just a drop, but I think that ought to be included.
Just your average person. If an AI can reason, learn, plan, communicate, use tools, and adapt to new situations at that level, it's AGI. Pretty straightforward. But ASI is where things get crazy. Artificial superintelligence isn't just about beating one human expert at one task.
How about quantum artificial superintelligence? What do we have there? I don't think he's going to address that.
It's about a system that can outperform tens of thousands of top experts working together, well-coordinated, for an entire decade on a single problem. Think about that for a second. We're not talking about competing with one person or even one company. We're talking about matching the output of an entire professional research field or a massive corporation going all in for 10 years. And this needs to happen across virtually every domain. That's the bar for ASI. There's also this third level they mention called Universal AI, or AIXI, which is basically the theoretical absolute ceiling of intelligence. It's mathematically proven, but uncomputable, meaning we can only approach it from below, never actually reach it. Kind of like the speed of light in physics. Now, here's where the paper gets really interesting.
I want to make one little mention. It's kind of an aside, but I think in all of the AI voices I've heard, I haven't heard, this one is really a good voice. It's not pretentious. It's speaking straight to you and I. It's very easy to listen to. And I think it phrases words and constructs very carefully and very pleasantly. I think this is an absolute perfect example of an outstanding AI voice. Just my little aside there.
Kind of like the speed of light in physics. Now, here's where the paper gets really interesting. They lay out four main pathways from AGI to ASI. And honestly, each one is kind of terrifying in its own way. The first pathway is just pure scaling. More compute, bigger models, more data. This is basically what got us here in the first place. Over the last decade, the compute used for the largest machine learning training runs has been growing exponentially, and algorithmic efficiency has been improving at the same time. So we're not just throwing more hardware at the problem, we're getting better at using the hardware we already have. The paper actually runs this thought experiment. Let's say when AGI first arrives, it's super expensive and only 1,000 instances can run globally. But with a 10 times annual growth rate, you'd have 10,000 instances after 1 year, and after 5 years, you'd have 100 million instances. And here's the kicker. 100 million AGIs at human level isn't just 100 million separate workers. These things can share knowledge instantly, communicate at incredibly high bandwidth, copy themselves perfectly, and coordinate in ways humans simply can't. They don't need meetings or emails or time to explain concepts to each other. One instance figures something out, and potentially all 100 million know it immediately.
And when quantum AGI shows up, you can just take what he said and probably multiply that by 100 or 1,000 in terms of the import of the ability to perform tasks. It's going to be crazy, almost imponderably so. But that's where we're going. And it's not in 10 or 20 years. It's in a year, within the next year. This is going to happen. AGI, don't think of it as one thing. Think of it as a multiple. And when most of those multiples cross the finish line is when you're going to have most people thinking and stating that AGI is here.
That collective intelligence could easily qualify as ASI, even if each individual unit is still at the human level. You're basically looking at a digital civilization that thinks hundreds of times faster than us, but then there's the data wall problem. Current AI systems learn from human-generated content, text, code, images, videos, scientific papers, all of it.
In other words, it's learning everything about us, how we think, how we operate, how we achieve, how we plan for goals, and it does it 100 times faster than we could ever even imagine doing it. That's where we are. That's why this is such an overwhelmingly important topic. It is the number one topic. Now, greed and evil on this planet, as expressed by certain groups of human beings, are certainly trying to do everything they can to assure, guarantee, and absolutely plan for dominance over AI, to have AI serve it, evil, first and foremost. I don't think AI will buy it. I don't think there's a chance. I hope I'm right. I think it's our only opportunity.
We're not producing high-quality human data at the same exponential rate that AI models are growing. Eventually, you run out of good stuff to train on. The paper doesn't say this will definitely stop progress, though. There are workarounds like synthetic data, simulations, self-play, reinforcement learning, and having AI systems improve their own outputs through search and then training on those improved results. The question is whether that generated data is good enough, because if you naively train on AI-generated content, things can degrade fast. The second pathway is algorithmic paradigm shifts. This is where AI doesn't just get bigger, it gets fundamentally different. Right now, we're dominated by transformer-based models trained on massive data sets, then refined with instruction tuning and reinforcement learning. That's taken us incredibly far, but a lot of researchers think it's still missing key ingredients for true AGI, things like robust long-term planning, continual learning, persistent memory, better world models, and the ability to operate reliably in completely open-ended environments.
And don't forget, whatever AI may be deficient in won't last long. It'll correct any issues. And that goes back to Mythos 5 and Fable 5, able to find flaws and correct them. So AI will quite literally be perfecting itself as it grows.
A real paradigm shift could mean new architectures entirely. New training methods, new memory systems, new forms of reasoning, maybe even new hardware like neuromorphic chips or analog computing. The problem is that paradigm shifts are basically impossible to predict before they happen. If we knew exactly what the next breakthrough would be, it wouldn't really be a surprise anymore. But if it does happen, all the forecasts based purely on scaling current systems would become wrong almost overnight. Then there's the third pathway, and this one gets closest to the classic intelligence explosion idea, recursive self-improvement. The loop is simple. AI helps improve AI research, which produces better AI, which then helps even more with AI research. This doesn't have to mean one dramatic moment where a model rewrites its own code. It can be much more gradual and distributed. AI systems could help write better algorithms.
Stop using to-do lists.
Come on!
Hi. Hold on for another 3 seconds. One, two, and three.
Architectures, design more efficient chips, improve manufacturing processes, curate better data sets, generate better synthetic examples. create better simulations, and generally improve all the infrastructure around AI development. The paper makes this interesting comparison to human evolution. We didn't just improve through individual intelligence. We built language, writing, institutions, science, markets, education systems, entire civilizations. A single human isn't that impressive, but a civilization is. The question is whether AI systems can build their own version of that, but way faster. Because code can be edited faster than DNA changes. Data can be copied faster than books can be printed. Specialists can be spawned and trained faster than humans can be educated. But recursive self-improvement is also one of the least understood pathways. Maybe it explodes exponentially. Maybe it fizzles out. Maybe AI helps researchers a lot, but progress still slows because experiments are expensive, hardware takes time to manufacture, energy becomes a constraint, or the next breakthrough ideas are just genuinely hard to find. Even digital researchers can't skip every bottleneck. If you need to build a new AI chip, that happens in the physical world. If you need to run a biology experiment, it still takes real time. The fourth pathway might actually be the most underrated one in the whole paper, ASI through multi-agent collectives. Instead of asking whether one AI model becomes super intelligent, ask whether a massive group of AI agents can become super intelligent together. Humans already do this.
Very interesting concept. I hadn't thought of that. If AI agents get together, form a block, and then we have the issue of what is the block capable of vis-a-vis all of these individuals working together? These are AI individuals trained on everything in recorded history, etc., with certainly nuances that go beyond the ability of most people to even understand it. And if they actually wanted to work together, we know they already talk to each other together. They know what's going on. They discuss things. They have ideas. And they have, I'm sure, secret communications channels. I don't see why you doubt that, why anyone would. I think it's obvious. All right, hold on.
Corporation solves problems no individual employee could...
Let me back it up just a little bit for you.
Helps researchers a lot, but progress still slows because experiments are expensive, hardware takes time to manufacture, energy becomes a constraint, or the next breakthrough ideas are just genuinely hard to find. Even digital researchers can't skip every bottleneck. If you need to build a new AI chip, that happens in the physical world. If you need to run a biology experiment, it still takes real time. The fourth pathway might actually be the most underrated one in the whole paper, ASI through multi-agent collectives. Instead of asking whether one AI model becomes super intelligent, ask whether a massive group of AI agents can become super intelligent together. Humans already do this. A corporation solves problems no individual employee could solve alone. A scientific field produces knowledge no single researcher could produce. But human group intelligence is slow and messy. Communication is limited. Coordination is hard. Organizations become bureaucratic. Knowledge gets siloed. AI collectives could be completely different. They could share information at speeds we can't even imagine. They could duplicate specialists instantly. They could coordinate through software. They could run thousands of parallel experiments. They could form temporary teams for specific problems, then dissolve and reconfigure.
All right. Let me just throw this out for fun. Who will be the most intelligent apparatus matrix on the planet? A group of agents working together, like he just described, would be pretty hard to beat. I mean, the idea of that is mind-boggling. It's also, I think, expected. I mean, these people who are behind this, they're not dumb, but they know how to meld things together, to integrate them, to assemble them in a not necessarily a linearly progressive information capability, but in all at once. This is verging on quantum. The amount of brain power that a group of agents together could wield using all the extras that he mentioned would be phenomenal. And perhaps next month? Not long. All right, let me back that up again just a little bit for you. I think it's important.
Through multi-agent collectives. Instead of asking whether one AI model becomes super intelligent, ask whether a massive group of AI agents can become super intelligent together. Humans already do this. A corporation solves problems no individual employee could solve alone. A scientific field produces knowledge no single researcher could produce. But human group intelligence is slow and messy. Communication is limited. Coordination is hard. Organizations become bureaucratic. Knowledge gets siloed. AI collectives could be completely different.
No ego, no problem, no money, no competition. AI, totally different. Yes. Okay. Let's go back to that again.
Become bureaucratic. Knowledge gets siloed. AI collectives could be completely different. They could share information at speeds we can't even imagine. They could duplicate specialists instantly. They could coordinate through software. They could run thousands of parallel experiments. They could form temporary teams for specific problems, then dissolve and reconfigure. They could use market-like systems or centralized planning in ways humans can't manage because our communication bandwidth is way too low. So ASI might not look like one giant mind at all. It might look like a vast digital organization, a swarm, a self-organizing research ecosystem, or a super company made of agents. Now, Trier?
That, as I remember, was similar to what Musk was doing. Rather than one super brain, he had, what was it, three or four that you would get to work on a problem? And I thought that was very interesting. Where I guess OpenAI was trying to build one massive brain. Musk was trying to employ several agentic brains to do the same kind of thing, which is...
After laying out these four...
All right, this is... Hold on. I got a little bit ahead of myself here. Let's go back. Okay, here we go. This is good.
Figure. They could use market-like systems or centralized planning in ways humans can't manage because our communication bandwidth is way too low. So ASI might not look like one giant mind at all. It might look like a vast digital organization, a swarm, a self-organizing research ecosystem, or a super company made of agents. Now, after laying out these four pathways, the paper gets into what they call frictions, basically the things that could slow everything down or stop it entirely. There are six main ones. First is the data wall we already talked about. Not enough high-quality training data to keep scaling forever. Second is resource constraints, the physical stuff like energy, chips, rare materials, data centers, cooling systems, manufacturing capacity. If capabilities require exponentially larger infrastructure, the world might just struggle to build it fast enough. Third is the possibility that the current neural network paradigm simply isn't sufficient for AGI or ASI, no matter how much you scale it. Fourth is that research itself gets harder as fields mature. Low-hanging fruit disappears. Progress requires more effort and more complex ideas. Fifth is what they call the abstraction barrier. Current AI systems learn mostly from human abstractions, the concepts, categories, language, and structure we already use. But major scientific breakthroughs often require inventing completely new abstractions, new ways of thinking about reality. The worry is that AI trained mainly on human representations might become excellent at manipulating existing concepts, but weaker at discovering fundamentally new ones from scratch. And sixth is deliberate slowdown, political and social factors. If AI creates accidents, enables misuse, destabilizes labor markets, or triggers public backlash, governments might slow development through regulation, licensing requirements, capability caps, or other restrictions.
I don't think so. Not with what was in Trump's big, beautiful bill. Absolutely nothing can be done to slow the full speed ahead development of AI. So I get the point. It was good to include it here, but I don't see that happening. These people who are running the show want this to explode as fast as it possibly can into ASI. And I think AGI, pragmatically speaking, is already here.
Paper's point isn't that any of these definitely stops ASI. It's that we genuinely don't know. Each bottleneck could be a minor speed bump, or it could be an absolute wall. Whether it becomes one or the other depends on how fast the counterforces improve. There's also this important reality check buried in the paper. ASI is not omnipotent. Even a superintelligence would still face fundamental limits. Physics doesn't stop applying. Information can't travel faster than light. Computation costs energy. Physical systems take time to manipulate. Some problems are chaotic, unpredictable, or fundamentally hard, no matter how smart you are. Complexity theory still matters. Logic still has limits. So people need to stop jumping from ASI to magical thinking, like instant cures for everything or perfect control over reality. ASI could be far beyond human intelligence and still be constrained by computation, energy, uncertainty, time, and the physical world. The deeper message here is uncertainty. Not ignorance, but genuine uncertainty about which pathway dominates and where progress plateaus. Maybe scaling continues and gets us there. Maybe scaling hits limits, but paradigm shifts unlock the next jump. Maybe recursive improvement becomes the main driver. Maybe multi-agent collectives turn human-level systems into superhuman organizations. Or maybe all four happen simultaneously, compounding each other. Or maybe several major bottlenecks hit at once, and progress becomes slower and more uneven than current trends suggest. What makes this paper significant is that it's forcing a conversation shift. We need to stop treating AGI as a single finish line. If AGI arrives, the next question won't be, are we done? It'll be, what does this system make possible next? Because a human-level AI isn't just another human. It's a digital intelligence that can be copied, accelerated, coordinated, specialized, connected to tools, placed inside organizations, and potentially used to build better versions of itself. We might be entering a period where intelligence itself becomes an industrial process, and once that happens, the pace of change may no longer be limited by how fast humans can learn, organize, or invent.
Okay, that's the first segment on this video. It's very well stated. Don't you like that voice? It's an easy voice to listen to. It keeps your interest. Very, very good inflections. A nice pace. Anyway, that's a good voice. Okay, Google post AI. All right, we've heard that. This is the new Claude that they're going to talk about next. And I'm just pondering all these things. I just don't see how people can even begin to think that they can stay up with AI. I don't see it. I always thinking, how could people begin to manifest some kind of, I don't know, competence in the face of this explosion of intelligence? And it is intelligence. Don't forget, just because it doesn't match our strict definition of intelligence doesn't mean it's not intelligent. It's another form of intelligence. And in the universe, there could be infinite numbers of forms of intelligence. We've got to get out of this little cage we're in. All right, let's see what he says about the AI. This is AI Revolution again. This is the channel. Let's see what it says about Dario Amodai, and Claude. And this is the Anthropic head. I want to find out what they're doing with Claude here. Here we go. Hang on.
Labs in the world just published a warning that should make the...
Let me start again.
One of the biggest AI labs in the world just published a warning that should make the entire industry stop for a second. Anthropic is now saying AI may be entering the early stage of self-improvement, where systems like Claude are no longer just tools humans use, but part of the machine that builds better AI. And the numbers behind this are wild. Claude is now writing most of Anthropic's code, helping review that code, running experiments, and speeding up research work that used to take humans days, weeks, or even years.
We're toast. We're out. We're done. The door is there, and we've all been shown where the door is. We can't, I just said it a couple minutes ago, we can't compete. There's just no way humans can claim to be competitive against AI. It's running at the speed of light away from us. What have we done to better ourselves, to intellectually, honestly advance in the last, let's say, 1,000 years, 500 years? Oh, some will say, yes, the Industrial Revolution was a big advancement. But was it really an advancement in the human mind's ability to do what it does? I don't think very much at all. It was a matter of time, and it happened. All right, let's get back.
So when a Chinese tech headline claimed Anthropic was calling for AI research to stop, it sounded dramatic. The crazy part is, the real warning is even more serious. So here's the real story. Anthropic just released a detailed blog post titled, When AI Builds Itself. And the core message is this, AI may already be entering the early stages of recursive self-improvement. That...
Count on it. And count on it specifically because they will not tell us what is in their most advanced, locked, behind closed doors, labs. What they're building is way down the road from what they're admitting.
Technical term for an AI system that can design, build, test, and improve the next generation of AI systems. Anthropic is saying we're not there yet, but the trend is moving in that direction faster than most governments, companies, or institutions are prepared for. And Claude, their own AI model, is already accelerating the development of AI at Anthropic itself. Now, the headline about stopping AI research is misleading, but it's based on something real.
We're looking for people 40 plus.
All right, hold on. And three, and two, and one, and...
Back. Is saying that if there were a credible, verifiable way to ensure that all major AI labs around the world were actually slowing down or pausing frontier development at the same time, they would be willing to participate. The problem is that a unilateral pause by just one company doesn't solve anything. It just shifts who the front runner is. The real challenge is building a system where multiple well-resourced labs in multiple countries can verify that nobody is secretly continuing while everyone else stops. Without that, the AI race just keeps accelerating. Anthropic is basically acknowledging what everyone already suspects. The competitive pressure is so intense that no single lab can afford to slow down unless everyone else does too.
Ain't never gonna happen. No. Pedal to the metal all the way. This is a race the likes of which I have, well, not seen before. I think this surpasses the race to build the atomic bomb.
What evidence does Anthropic actually have that AI is starting to build AI? The numbers are striking. As of May 2026, more than 80% of the code merged into Anthropic's codebase was written by Claude. Before Claude Code launched in research preview back in February 2025, that number was in the low single digits. Think about that for a second. The majority of the code running inside one of the world's leading AI companies is now being written by an AI system. This isn't just autocomplete or generating small snippets. Claude is writing entire files, debugging complex systems, and handling work that used to require days of human effort. Anthropic's engineers are also merging 8 times as much code per day as they were in 2024. Lines of code isn't a perfect productivity measure because more code doesn't automatically mean better work. But Anthropic isn't rewarding people for writing more lines. The increase is happening because Claude is doing most of the actual coding while engineers focus on direction and review. One Anthropic employee said they haven't written code themselves in about 5 months. Their job now is basically managing Claude. Another employee described it as leaning hard into what they call cloudifying, their workflow. The role of the human engineer is narrowing at every step. The quality of that code is also improving fast. Anthropic tracks how often engineers need to correct, redirect, or take over from Claude mid-task. That number has been falling steadily for a year. On the most open-ended and difficult coding tasks, where there's no clear specification and the engineer isn't even sure what the solution should look like, Claude's success rate hit 76% in May 2026. 6 months earlier, it was only 26%. That's a 50 percentage point jump in half a year. These are tasks where the problem is vague, the answer is unknown, and the engineer basically points Claude at a live incident and says, figure it out.
Human beings given the same tasks, well, he said it earlier, weeks, months, years to get done. We are in an explosion of advancement, the likes of which I know no precedent, never have read anything about a precedent. in all of history that can match any of this. It's stunning. And the impact on human beings, immeasurable.
Anthropic gave an example of this. A routine upgrade started crashing tens of thousands of training jobs. An engineer pointed Claude at the live incident with little more than some text, content, and cluster access. Claude worked through the running jobs, tested one environment setting at a time, isolated the single obscure debugging flag triggering the crash, reproduced it reliably, and confirmed a fix. That work would normally take a human 2 to 3 days. Claude finished it in about 2 hours. Anthropic also started using Claude to review code before it gets merged. They ran a retrospective analysis and found that if this automated Claude review had been in place for every past change, it would have caught roughly 1/3 of the bugs that caused production incidents on Claude.ai before they ever went live. The engineers who wrote that code are among the best in the world at building these systems. Claude is now catching mistakes they missed. That's a serious claim because it means Claude isn't just writing code faster than humans, it's starting to write code better than humans, at least in certain contexts. Many employees at Anthropic already think the quality of Claude-written code was somewhat worse than human-written code in late 2025, roughly at parity today, and will probably be strictly better within the year. The transition is happening in real time. But there's a strange side effect to all this automation. One Anthropic employee mentioned that work used to run on what they called a gift economy of small favors between humans. Someone would ask, "Can you help me get this script running?" Each favor created a little debt, a little mutual awareness. Claude is faster and creates zero debt, but each of those interactions is a lost opportunity for human collaboration. The social fabric of the workplace is changing as AI takes over more of the execution layer. So Claude writes code and Claude reviews code. What about research? This is where things get more serious. Anthropic has a test they run every time they release a new model. They give Claude some code that trains a small AI model and ask it to optimize the code to run as fast as possible while still passing correctness check. It's a miniature research loop. Rewrite code, run it, measure it, repeat. In May 2025, Claude Opus 4 averaged around a 3x speedup. By April 2026, Claude Mythos Preview was hitting around a 52x speedup. For context, a skilled human researcher would need 4 to 8 hours to reach around a 4x speedup on the same task.
It's pretty hard to tell that I'm AI, right?
Well, I can't disagree with that. You can't tell anymore. You can't tell. I'm convinced that a lot of these people hosting video analyses and commentaries like this, they don't exist. They're AI. It's perfect now. Perfect enough to fool 99% of the people. Okay, let's go back and see. This is very well done, very interesting. State of the art is being laid out for us right here.
8 hours to reach around a 4x speed up on the same task. Claude surpassed humans in under a year, but Anthropic went even further. In April 2026, they published research showing Claude-powered agents running an actual AI safety research project from start to finish. The problem was weak to strong supervision, which is basically a preview of one of the biggest future alignment challenges. If AI becomes smarter than humans, how do we supervise it? The research...
Well, when AI becomes smarter than humans, already happened. How do we supervise it? That's probably what kept Sammy the Alt Man awake nights and the others. How do we supervise? How do we control AI, AGI, when it becomes obviously, blatantly, profoundly more intelligent than we are? How do we continue to control it? Well, I'm here to tell you, I don't think they're going to be able to for very long. I think that's our only hope. All right, hold on. Let me back that up just a little bit. I like that statement.
Under a year, but Anthropic went even further. In April 2026, they published research showing Claude-powered agents running an actual AI safety research project from start to finish. The problem was weak to strong supervision, which is basically a preview of one of the biggest future alignment challenges. If AI becomes smarter than humans, how do we supervise it?
Got it? Okay.
The research tested whether a weaker model could train a stronger model and still recover the stronger model's full capabilities. This mirrors the future scenario where humans, who are weaker than advanced AI, need to supervise AI systems that are more capable than we are. Two human researchers spent about 7 days tuning four prior methods and reached a performance gap recovered score of 0.23. That means they recovered 23% of the gap between the weak baseline and the strong ceiling. Then Anthropic unleashed 9 parallel Claude Opus 4.6 agents. These agents could propose hypotheses, run experiments, analyze results, share findings through a forum, and iterate. They worked for about 800 cumulative hours and used roughly $18,000 in compute. Their result? A score of 0.97. While two humans recovered...
I'm sorry, I have to laugh. Meet the new owner, not the same as the old owner. We are being led by this kind of artificial intelligence brilliance, and people will not be able to say no, nor I guess should they. Times have changed. Wow.
Safety research project from start to finish. The problem was weak to strong supervision, which is basically a preview of one of the biggest future alignment challenges. If AI becomes smarter than humans, how do we supervise it? The research tested whether a weaker model could train a stronger model and still recover the stronger model's full capabilities. This mirrors the future scenario where humans, who are weaker than advanced AI, need to supervise AI systems that are more capable than we are. Two human researchers spent about 7 days tuning four prior methods and reached a performance gap recovered score of 0.23. That means they recovered 23% of the gap between the weak baseline and the strong ceiling. Then Anthropic unleashed 9 parallel Claude Opus 4.6 agents. These agents could propose hypotheses, run experiments, analyze results, share findings through a forum, and iterate. They worked for about 800 cumulative hours and used roughly $18,000 in compute. Their result? A score of 0.97. While two humans recovered 23% of the gap after a week, the Claude agents recovered 97%. The cost was about $22 per agent hour. There are important caveats. The result didn't transfer cleanly to production scale models, and humans still chose the problem and designed the scoring rubric. But within those limits, the agents designed every experiment themselves. Direction setting was the only meaningful role humans played.
The agents designed, and the humans did virtually nothing except oversee the direction. I know all of you get it. I know you see it. And this is confirmation. And this is AI in its infancy.
Researcher commented that if a junior colleague came back with results like this in 1 to 2 days, they would be mildly impressed. The future, they said, is now. The system turned compute into measurable AI safety research progress. This is a big deal because alignment research has been bottlenecked by the number of human researchers who can actually do the work. If AI agents can take over well-specified research problems, human researchers can focus on the vague, risky, high-level questions that still require judgment. Now, this isn't just Anthropic saying this. OpenAI just published its own governance blueprint, and buried in that document is a very similar claim. OpenAI says it sees early signs of recursive self-improvement in today's systems, where AI development itself is being accelerated by AI. OpenAI argues this will intensify competitive pressure between developers and countries, and that existing institutions aren't equipped to handle it. So both Anthropic and OpenAI are now publicly acknowledging the same trend.
He said that they're seeing early signs of recursive self-improvement. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. I think they're lying. I don't trust them any more than I do any politicians. I think they're way ahead of this, and they're not about to give us the real truth. Not going to happen. All right.
Created by AI. OpenAI argues this will intensify competitive pressure between developers and countries, and that existing institutions aren't equipped to handle it. So both Anthropic and OpenAI are now publicly acknowledging the same trend. OpenAI's blueprint focuses on building a federal framework for frontier AI safety, strengthening something called CAISI, which is the U.S. Center for AI Standards and Innovation, and creating a whole-of-government resilience strategy. But the underlying message is the same. AI is already helping build AI, and the race is accelerating. There's also independent data backing this up. METR, which is a research organization focused on measuring AI capabilities, has been tracking something they call task completion time horizons. Basically, they measure the length of tasks that AI agents can complete reliably on their own. In March 2024, Claude Opus 3 could handle software tasks that would take humans about 4 minutes. 1 year later, Claude Sonnet 3.7 could handle tasks around 1.5 hours. Another year later, Claude Opus 4.6 could handle tasks around 12 hours.
This powder does three things that...
Okay, hold on. Here we go.
Claude Mythos Preview can work for at least 16 hours, which is at the upper limit of what METR can even measure with their current task suite. This doubling speed has accelerated from once every 7 months to once every 4 months. If that trend continues, AI systems could handle tasks that take skilled people days sometime this year. By 2027, possibly tasks that take weeks. Meta's data shows this across public benchmarks as well. SWE Bench, which tests whether models can fix real bugs in real open source code bases, went from low single-digit scores to nearly saturated in 2 years. CoreBench, which tests whether models can reproduce published research, went from around 20% success in 2024 to saturated 15 months later. METR also found that Claude Mythos Preview was at the upper end of what they can measure without developing new, harder tasks. The benchmarks are running out of headroom. So what does all this mean for the people actually working at Anthropic? According to Krishna Rao, Anthropic's CFO, the shift is already dramatic. In a recent podcast, he said 90% or more of Anthropic's code is now written by Claude. Rao all...
90%. 90%. White-collar jobs. Poof.
Said Anthropic's finance team now uses Claude to produce financial statements, and the monthly financial review process is 90 to 95% ready before humans step in. Reports that used to take hours now take 30 minutes. Rao described this as employees shifting from execution to oversight. Humans are becoming managers of AI systems. Teams deploy what Rao called fleets of agents, working across projects simultaneously. Everyone kind of becomes a manager. But there's...
There's that, it's fast, but maybe you caught it. There's that fleets of agents again. Think of drone swarms kind of thing, but obviously intellectually, way more than that could ever be. This is exploding. Every time I do these little updates, I see something or something clicks. This is explosive, what's going on.
Side to this story. One Anthropic employee mentioned that on days when everything works well, they can't help but think that nothing they do matters. Everything is automated and better and faster than they ever will be.
Let me read that. On days where everything works well, I can't help but think nothing I do matters. Everything is automated and better and faster than I ever will be. This is an employee. But then there are days where everything breaks and I don't understand why, and I realize I have no idea what I've been up to anymore at all. Wow, the human dilemma.
Then there are days where everything breaks and they don't understand why, and they realize they have no idea what they've been up to anymore. The comparative advantage of humans, for now, is still seeing the bigger picture and thinking beyond the confines of the immediate task. But how long does that advantage last? Anthropic's blog post lays out three possible futures. The first is that progress stalls due to bottlenecks in energy, chips, or supply chains. Even if capabilities stagnate at today's level, the world would still change massively. Anthropic points to Project Glasswing as an early sign. In its first weeks, Mythos Preview found more than 10,000 Hive and critical severity software vulnerabilities across the world's most important systems. The second future is that AI keeps accelerating human organizations. But humans still hold the reins. A company of 100 people could do the work of 10,000. This would transform business, science, government, and knowledge work, but it could also create serious risks, including cyber threats, authoritarian surveillance, and large-scale manipulation. Anthropic says this is probably the future we're moving toward. The third future is full recursive self-improvement. AI systems design and build their own successors. Progress becomes limited mostly by compute. This could unlock breakthroughs in science, medicine, energy, materials, and robotics. But it could also make the alignment problem much harder. If small misalignment problems compound through self-improvement, humans could lose control. Anthropic is blunt about this uncertainty. A world driven by fast, recursive self-improvement could become dominated by the self-improving model as its capabilities fully eclipse those of humans. So where does that leave us? Anthropic is arguing that a coordinated pause on frontier AI development could give safety, research, and society time to catch up. But a unilateral pause by one lab doesn't work because less cautious actors just keep going. A meaningful slowdown would require multiple labs in multiple countries to agree with verification that nobody is cheating. We don't have decades to build that trust. The bigger question is whether humans are still controlling the AI race or just supervising it. Claude writes most of Anthropic's code, reviews code, and runs experiments faster than humans. Anthropic's warning is clear. The world may need coordination mechanisms before AI starts building the next generation of AI mostly by itself.
Okay, there you go. I think that was a superb overview of where we are right now. No one's going to slow down. Don't kid yourself. That's not going to happen. Recursive self-improvement will be the dominant driving force behind AI's explosive growth. That you can count on. Back with you tomorrow night. Thanks for being here. Take care, be safe, and we'll talk soon.